Now I want to have a few thoughts, if I may, with some of the younger people in our congregation. When we flew in here on Thursday evening, I was delighted to see all the lights that people had put out, all the red lights and green lights and blue lights and yellow lights for our arrival. And it was really excellent to see all the town all decorated with coloured lights just for us coming. I am right, haven't I? Or maybe there's something else happening. Maybe there's something else. You know, I guess when you're younger, you do look forward to this time of the year, even although it gets so cold. And I know that young people do get preoccupied with all the lights and with all the advertising and all the shop displays and all the things that go on at this time of year with respect to Christmas and Christmas celebrations. And I want, over the next couple of weeks, just to draw your attention to something which I think is important with respect to this season of the year. Because while there seems to be very little in the way in which the celebrations recognize anything to do with the Lord Jesus, it is the Lord Jesus who ought to be in our attention. We set this time of year aside to remember his birth. That's probably rather inappropriate. And there are other reasons why this time of year gets dedicated to the Christmas festivities. But nevertheless, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to be front and foremost of our thoughts. And in the next four Sundays, I'm going to bring you four interesting facts about the Lord Jesus Christ's birth. That's my plan. So I want to see you all here. I don't want you only to get two of those interesting facts. I want to see you coming back to hear all four interesting facts about the Lord Jesus Christ's birth. And the first one that I'm going to draw your attention to is the fact that the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ was foretold many, many years before it ever happened. Now that's kind of unusual. We do know when a baby is going to be born because there is a time from when the mother at first knows that that baby is coming until the baby is born. And you see that little baby growing in its mummy's tummy until the time of birth. That's usually around 6 or 8, sometimes 9 months that you can understand that there is a baby going to be arriving. But the Lord Jesus Christ's birth was told a long, long time before he ever came into this world. And I think that we might be surprised just to know how early in the history of the world, how early in the history of men and women was the Lord Jesus Christ's birth foretold. Do you know that the Lord Jesus Christ's birth was foretold in the Garden of Eden? Right at the very beginning of the world, the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ was announced. It was the Lord Jesus Christ as the eternal Son of God, the living Word, who planted the Garden of Eden. We ought not to forget that the Lord Jesus Christ has always been the everlasting, eternal Word, the Son of God. And it was the Lord Jesus Christ who walked in the garden that he had planted in the cool of the day with his friend Adam and his wife Eve. And he spoke there in the garden, and he fellowshipped with Adam. And when Adam and Eve sinned, It was the Lord Jesus Christ who clothed them in their nakedness, and it was the Lord Jesus Christ who spoke to the serpent. So Jesus was there in the Garden of Eden, we know that. But what I'm saying is that he also spoke at that time of the fact of his future coming. As a child, in flesh, into this world. And in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, we read about that promise. And this is what it says. The Lord Jesus Christ is speaking to the serpent. He's speaking to Satan. And this is what he says. I will put enmity, that word just means that there would be a fight, there would be a battle. Enmity comes from the word enemy. And so it is that Satan has always been an enemy of the Lord's people. And it says here, I will put enmity between thee and the woman. He was speaking to the serpent. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. So the first mention of the gospel is here in this verse. And the first gospel promise that we have in the whole of Scripture is that the Lord Jesus Christ himself would become flesh, and the seed of the woman, Christ in the flesh, would defeat Satan at the cross. And there was another time when the coming of Jesus Christ was foretold. We move forward a little bit in the Word of God and we come to the book of Job. And Job, the Lord's servant, tells us this. He says in Job 19:25, for I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. Yet in my flesh shall I see God. That's a wonderful thing for us to remember, that God became flesh. Not the flesh of an animal, not the flesh of an angel, but the flesh of a man. Human flesh. The Lord Jesus Christ came into this world and he took human flesh. And there in the book of Job, we are foretold that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming. And there was another time when Jesus' birth was foretold. In the book of Isaiah, it was shown that the Lord Jesus Christ would come as a child, be born of a virgin, and would fulfill every requirement of holiness and justice for his people. The names that that child would be given, they carry a sense of the achievements and the accomplishments of our Savior. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, we read, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Hundreds and hundreds of years before the Lord Jesus Christ came, he was promised in the garden, he will bruise the serpent's head. He was promised to Job, who could say, I will see him in my flesh. And he was promised by Isaiah, who gave him these wonderful names about the things that he would accomplish. Do you see how the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ and the revelation of that birth has become more and more detailed, more and more specific, as the revelation has been unfolded? And then, just before Jesus came, it seems as if the whole of the universe, the whole of the cosmos, was energized and geared up for the coming of the Son of God, because Gabriel himself came from heaven. Gabriel who says, I am Gabriel who stand in the presence of God. What a way to announce yourself, eh? I am Gabriel, the mighty angel who stands in the presence of God. Not an archangel, mind you. Gabriel's often called an archangel, but not in the Bible. There's only one archangel in the Bible, and that's Michael. But Gabriel stood in the presence of God. And he came from the presence of God to tell Mary, this young girl, that she was to be the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there would be an imminent birth of the Messiah. Turn with me in your Bibles to Luke. Luke chapter 1. I want to read some verses there to you. Luke chapter 1. And verse 26. Luke chapter 1 and verse 26. It says there, and in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused of a man whose name was Joseph, to the house of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. So here it is. That's it. That's the first surprising thing, the first amazing thing about the Lord Jesus Christ's birth that I want you to remember and to know, that the Lord Jesus Christ was foretold in all of these different ways from the very beginning of time right up to before he was conceived in Mary's womb. We see from the beginning of the world how clearly revealed and how much anticipated this coming of Christ was. He was the salvation to be revealed. He was the one that would bring redemption into this world. Now, I imagine that there are many who, now that December has started, are eagerly looking forward to Christmas time. The holidays, the presents, the family, all of the things that go with it. But it is far better to be able to see through these things and understand that there is a salvation to be found in the Lord Jesus Christ, that we will learn to look for him and to find in him that great gift of redemption which every one of us so urgently needs. May the Lord bless these thoughts to us. Amen.